This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has asserted that India has the right to defend its people against terrorism and will exercise it. Addressing the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, Council of Heads of Government meeting in Moscow, Russia, Dr. Jaishankar said, the world must show zero tolerance for terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
The SCO was founded to combat the three evils of terrorism, separatism, and extremism. These threats have become even more serious in the years that have passed. It is imperative that the world display zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. There can be no justification, no looking away, and no whitewashing. As India has demonstrated, we have the right to defend our people against terrorism and will exercise it.
The External Affairs Minister further said that humanitarian cooperation is crucial in an era marked by climate change, pandemics, and conflicts. He highlighted that a civilizational state, India strongly believes that people-to-people exchanges lie at the core of any genuine relationship. The External Affairs Minister also said that India is willing to extend its considerable experience of heritage conservation in Southeast Asia to Central Asia. Dr. Jaishankar said that India believes that SCO must adapt to the changing global landscape, develop an expanded agenda, and reform its working methods. The crop loss due to wild animal attacks and paddy inundation will now be covered under the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Ministry said that under the revised framework, crop loss due to wild animal attack will now be recognized as the fifth add-on cover under the localized risk category, while paddy inundation reintroduced under localized calamity. In Bihar, newly elected MLAs and NDA will meet in Patna today to elect the leader. All 202 newly elected MLAs from the five NDA parties, BJP, Janata Dal United, Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas, Hindustani Awam Morcha and Rashtriya Lok Morcha will attend the meeting and elect the alliance leader. The BJP parliamentary board has appointed Uttar Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Keshav Prasad Maurya as the observer for the election of the BJP legislature party leader. In addition, Union Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal and former Union Minister Shadvi Niranjana Jyoti have been appointed as co-observers. The Enforcement Directorate ED has arrested Javed Ahmed Siddiqui, chairman of the Al Falah Group under Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA 2002. The arrest took place following a detailed investigation and analysis of evidences gathered during search action conducted at Al Falah Group premises in the ongoing probe in an enforcement case information report. ED has conducted search operations at 19 locations in Delhi, including the premises of Al Falah University and residential premises of key persons of Al Falah Group. The investigation has revealed that large amounts of proceedings of crime have been generated. In a significant development in anti-Maoist operations, six Maoists, including top commander Madhvi Hitama, were killed in a pre-dawn encounter at the Maridumeli forest near the Andhra Pradesh Chhattisgarh Orissa Tri Junction in Alluri Sita Ramaraju District, Andhra Pradesh. Andhra Pradesh Director General of Police Harish Kumar Gupta said the encounter took place for incredible intelligence about the group's movement. Union Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal said Centre is actively considering the approval for the additional demand for metro rail lines in different cities in various states. Addressing the media after second regional meeting of urban development ministers held in Hyderabad, he said Maharashtra, Gujarat and Telangana raised additional demand for metro rail extension for Mumbai, Pune, Ahmedabad, Surat and Hyderabad cities. And that is the end of the news bulletin.